Hello, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is, Boasting is Nothing More Than Vain Glory. Humility will follow after those that exalt themselves. Matthew 23, verse 12. Anyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and anyone who humbles himself will be exalted. There's a lot to be said about pride and humility. Exalting oneself comes from pride, and someone that is humble will never think of themselves to be better than anyone. For those that look at themselves and believe that they are better than others, God will humble them. Maybe from time to time, maybe once in a great while, or maybe it will happen on Judgment Day, but rest assured they will be humbled. Those that boast and assert themselves will be humbled. Psalm 94, verses 3 and 4. God, how much longer are the wicked? How much longer are the wicked to triumph? Are these evil men to remain unsilenced, boasting and asserting themselves? 2 Corinthians 10, verses 17 and 18. If anyone wants to boast, let them boast of the Lord. It is not the man who commends himself that can be accepted, but the man who is commended by the Lord. Unless they change their ways and repent, death will silence them, both physically and spiritually. These men will fall short of the glory of God because they chose to glorify themselves. The people that think highly of themselves only see the mistakes in others so they can feel better about themselves. They look down on people and look up to themselves. These people are cowards because they are afraid to look at themselves for who they really are. In most cases, when they do look at themselves, they don't like what they see, and this scares them. These type of people are liars because they deceive themselves in such a way that their thoughts are imaginary and full of fantasy. They boast about themselves in their own mind, which raises their self-esteem in a vain way. This is how they live. This is how they make it through each and every day. They try to keep inner peace by building themselves up, only to keep falling down like a drunken man. Some are even jealous of people who do good things and would love to see them fall. But why? Because it will make them feel better about themselves. Then they can point their finger at them and say, "See, they're not so good after all." Hate equals destruction. Hate is the ruler of a prideful man's heart. For some, this is their happiness. They have become so accustomed to living a life that is hateful towards their fellow man that this is where they get their satisfaction. Living in this manner, with their hateful thoughts, words, and actions, is what they feed their soul with, a darkness that will eventually consume them. Turn away from the darkness and be filled with the light. There is one way out, and that is by change. One has to be willing to end the darkness that plagues their mind and soul. Jesus is the light that can end all darkness. One has to clothe themselves in this light of love and learn how to love themselves, God, and their fellow man. Love is life, it is creation, and it is the substance of things yet to be created. Every act of love fills a person with light. It also creates good vibrations that extend out into the universe. Fill yourself with love and live a happy, healthy life. Love conquers all and will heal all wounds. God bless you, and may you be filled with the fullness of God's love.